And we are back. I am Dominic Fuano, and this is AM 1160 The Quest. I am joining here with Father Tim Gallagher and Father Matt Dalrymple. So, this is the last hour for our pledge day for today. And we are going to ask you to please send in your pledges to 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com for a donation. Father Tim, can you tell us about yourself?
Well, my name is Father Tim, and I'm a Catholic priest.
And so it's good to be here at The Quest again. This is always excited to support Catholic Radio and this initiative to bring the voice of our Catholic faith out there into the radio world. And I've been here with the Archdiocese of Atlanta as a priest for 12 years, and Father Matt and I have known each other for a long time, and so it's good for both of us to be here and to support this effort. And so I'm really excited because when I grew up, we didn't have Catholic radio. I listened to Christian radio and that was, it was very good and very inspirational. But as I matured in my Catholic faith, I saw that, there was something certainly not getting the fullness of the faith. And so so this is a great effort, and I'm hoping that this will continue to grow and reach more souls and bring the fullness of the gospel and the message of truth that Jesus has given our world.
Thank you for that. And how about you?
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me, and what a great cause to support. I was ordained in 2014 and a pastor at St. Luke the Evangelist in Dahlonega, Georgia. And I think Catholic radio is, it's a tremendous blessing, because I was just coming in here and I spoke to somebody just before we came on air, and they mentioned how they're even in RCIA now because of listening to the station. And even in my past, I can remember driving down the road and just be made so cheerful hearing the gospel message of Jesus, and getting it out there, getting the word out there.
Excellent. And our goal for this hour is 3,000. You can call in now, 470-508-1160, or go to the website, thequestatlanta.com. So, 12 years ordained. What was that? How was that for you so far?
Well, it's been a journey. I'm grateful for the grace of ordination, because the natural man, certainly this natural man certainly is not naturally disposed for this line of ministry, but certainly you learn to depend on that grace of ordination, and you learn to appreciate it, and you learn to trust in it as you become more aware of your own weaknesses, and you see that it's Christ that strengthens you through that. And it's so important, because you need to be real with your people. We're a family. We're not in it. We definitely have the institutional church, but it's a family. We're the family of God, and we have to be real with one another, and we have to support one another and grow with one another. And so these 12 years has definitely given me as even more than what I've been able to do and serve as a priest. So you experience a double blessing of serving, but also being served by the people you serve, and learning from them and growing with them.
Now, Father Matt, can we just, in thinking of someone's everyday life where they incorporate prayer and they try to, because the theme of this Pledge Week is Saints, Heroes for All Time, and we want to follow in the footsteps of our saints. So how can we incorporate prayer into our daily life, and just what is the best way to do that?
That's a great question. I'm trying to improve on that every day.
Right. I think we all are.
Well, I think, well, the Lord says to be constant in prayer, and, you know, and to be always in prayer, always in contact with our Heavenly Father. And the Holy Spirit will teach us. He's the great teacher of prayer. So asking for help, but then converting our ordinary work into prayer, right? Offering it well, imagining how Jesus would have worked in the workshop, in the presence of his Father God, his, and then St. Joseph, and working well, and, well, dealing with the contradictions of the day and the work, maybe wood that didn't work well, or a customer that, I don't know, had difficulties and how to treat them well, and to not give in, maybe to, laziness, our Lord would have worked very well and with great virtue and human and supernatural perfection. So working these ways, I think we can transform our ordinary work into prayer, and that'll be very pleasing to God. I think what St. Paul VI said, that modern man listens more to witnesses than to teachers. And I'm always trying to find anecdotes about this kind of thing. And recently I heard the story of years ago, there's a truck driver that was driving down the street and saw a hitchhiker. And I don't recommend picking up hitchhikers, of course, but pulled over and picked up this man, and they started talking, and the hitchhiker asked, "Well, doesn't it get lonely out here? And you know, you're doing the same thing again and again, and who can you see?" And the truck driver said, "Well, actually, I'm not alone. I mean, I'm a Christian, so I think that I'm in the presence of God and my Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and the angels are with me. My mother in heaven, she's with me too. And then I'm trying to offer up my work and pray the rosary, do some spiritual reading, and try to do it well out there, protect other people." And the hitchhiker said, "Oi, slow down, slow down, slow down. You see, I'm the priest from the last village, and I was leaving my parish because I felt alone and I felt unsupported and I lost the presence of God. But now you've really helped me recover, and I'm going to return now. I'm going to be a priest. So in our ordinary work, just doing it well, I think can turn it to a prayer, and it'll affect, you know, it can affect so many souls.
Thank you, Father Matt. Yeah, that just having your heart open and being charitable to everything you encounter, it does make a difference when you display that publicly and privately, just to yourself. But publicly, it's on the outside. It really does make other people think about their own decisions. With that being said, this is AM 1160. The station is maintained with these these pledge drives. So to pay for the expenses and to run the station, we are happy to be on, you know, on air live today. It's part of our mission to help save souls and to encourage and inspire people to love their faith. And you can donate now to let us continue to allow us to continue to do that. And you can call in to the number 470-508-1160 to donate today, 470-508-1160. Or you can go to the website, thequestatlanta.com. You can also download our mobile app on the App Store. With that being said, we can return to talking about what the main theme is today, saints, heroes of all time. So I want to return to Father Tim and ask him, who's your favorite saint? And after that, have you learned about anything new about other saints?
Well, thanks. Yeah. Growing up here in Georgia, you know, I grew up in a very small Catholic world, mainly a Protestant world. And so was around me. And so it was really the heroic work of my parents. My mom was not Catholic, my dad was Catholic, but them finding common ground a lot of my Catholic faith was witnessed through mainly my dad, but my mom was always supportive, he had a great devotion to the saints, and he encouraged us as children to have them But it was his mom that really would send us materials, and especially when we were coming up on confirmation, she would send us you know, suggestions of our mm-hmm. saints. And I remember Saint Maximin Kolbe had just been proclaimed a saint at that time, and so I chose him as my confirmation saint, and really didn't know much about him at the time, you know, besides a little bit of literature that she shared with me, and I just knew he was from Poland, that he was a conventional Franciscan, and that he died in the consecration camp at Auschwitz. And so so that was about the extent of my knowledge of St. Maximin Kolbe at the time. And so I chose him based on my grandmother's influence. But I tell people later on that I'd really discovered that he chose me. And I see the providence in it now, as I began to grow in my Catholic faith and being more interested in what led him to such great state of holiness, and so I began to research him more, study him more, and try to imitate him more. He was a man of great love of just, you know, knowledge in general. He was very intelligent, and he loved learning, and so it wasn't all about just praying and you know, knowing theology. He was very, very interested in knowing the things of the world, and very gifted, and so he used all of his applications for that, to study that. And so I think, you know, that's a great way to show sanctity is real life. It's not just theology, but it's real life experiences. And so that was something that really encouraged me. But then it's also his devotion to Mary was very amazing to me. And I, you know, growing up in the South, I struggled with Mary a bit. And then, so he was a great way of helping me to embrace Mary's role in the church, helping me to understand that we don't worship her like we do Jesus, but that she has this exalted position in the church because God chose her. And that exalted position to be the mother of God, the mother of the Son of God. And so he helped me a lot to embrace Mary's role in our faith, and seeing her as the Immaculate Conception. And so his influence grew as I went into the seminary eventually, not knowing. The first day of the seminary was the feast day of St. Maximin Kolbe. I wasn't aware of that until we sat down to there in St. Bernard's Chapel there at Mount St. Mary's and started the opening mass. And it was, hey, today we celebrate St. Maximin Kolbe. And that was a sign that he had been with me the whole time, and that, you know, helping me to realize my vocation. And eventually I did get to go to Poland, visited Auschwitz, and visited the cell where he was put to death, where he was executed, and then visited the place where he had his friary in North Poland, and just really just continued to grow in the knowledge of this great saint. And all of them have a particular, you know, influence on the church. And it's really beautiful. They all, you know, show a different reflection of God's love and his mercy and his joy. And so, you know, he continues to affect me personally and my priesthood to today.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Yeah, St. Maximin Kolbe is a big name. I hear him all the time, and just every friend I ask, like probably like one out of maybe four or five friends, they always say, okay, hey, St. Maximin Kolbe, he's my favorite. and of course, beautiful with Our Lady. So, Matt, who is your favorite saint?
Well, there are many, but one that I've been getting into recently, and I'm very grateful to the Holy Father for Blessed Carlo Acutis, this young man. I'm just inspired by his courage. And as a young man, his Eucharistic fire and desire to bring the faith out to people, and I've been very moved by his whole apostolate online. I mean, he was a young man, you know, with his feet fully in the 22nd century and 21st century, and but he had a great, great love of God and Our Lady, and love for the Eucharistic miracles, and with our archdiocese, bring back the Eucharistic Congress. I think we'll go to his intercession, and but I've really been inspired by him very much. I came to the faith later in life. He had it much earlier as a kid, so I'm inspired by his Eucharistic piety from a very early age.
And he's a cool saint too. He's buried in blue jeans, right? So no, it's just really, I think he is a great an example of and really to show that sanctity starts at a very early age. It doesn't, you don't have to wait until you're old. Mm-hmm. And so he's a great witness to that and a great example that our Catholic faith, you know, is can make all souls vibrant no matter what your age.
Let me shout out some donations that have come in. So the first one is from Janice Givens, and that is and they are from Alpharetta.
Also going would to that be Janice Givens?
Janice.
The Janice Givens.
The
it's true. Janice Givens.
It's true. Also, I'm going to butcher these names. Lacella McCormick. Yes. And they are from Woodstock. Also, the newest one is Karen Shannon. Thank you very much for those donations. And actually, Karen Shannon's is in honor of my brother, Kevin. So thank you for that donation. And we have 5 minutes left until our break. So I want to ask now, you said, Father Matt, that you entered into the faith at like a very, like pretty late. Can you explain what that is?
Sure. I entered the Catholic Church in 2003 in Dallas, mm-hmm. Texas, when I was about 23 years old. Mm-hmm. So I was in graduate school at the time, and conversion that happened over some years leading up in college to that moment. Mm-hmm. And so certainly the greatest grace of my conscious life to have received that confirmation, Eucharist, and mm-hmm. full communion.
And what, how did you make your decision that you wanted to do that? What was happening in your life that brought you to that moment when you just thought, you know, let's do this?
Well, it's something I give a lot of thanks for. A lot of friends helped me. I was in college, and I started taking some philosophy, which can be a dangerous thing to do. And, well, you start to ask questions about your life, where you're going, where do you come from, what's the meaning of my life, and, well, I was also going to different churches in Dallas at the time. I grew up in a Protestant church, and I had a Protestant roommate. We went to a lot of different churches in Dallas. You know, they say the South is the Bible Belt. Dallas must be the buckle of this belt, because there are more churches on each corner of this town. I mean, it's beautiful to see.
Yeah.
So we had just a plethora of options, but, you know, we'd go to ones, and, well, there would be different beliefs for sure about when sacraments can be received and many things. So applying a little philosophy, I started to see, well, why there's some differences here, and what's the true church? And so it began a journey for me that led me to the faith. And then some friends gave me some great example. Looking back, they were put there in my life by God, and it gave me a great example of what it means to be a faithful Catholic, faithful Christian. And then finally, I would say two things: the hunger for the Eucharist. When I learned what Catholics believed and the discourse in John 6, my heart just yearned for communion. And then also with respect to the Pope, and then it was John Paul II, and wow, how you could trace it all the way back in time, all the way to the first. That for me just sealed the deal. And I said, wow, I need to look at this seriously. And so I started RCIA in the fall of 2002, and eventually sometime in that fall, it was probably about this time in October, I said, well, I don't know everything the Catholic Church teaches yet, but I know she's the one that Christ founded, and I don't want to be anywhere else than that.
Thank you for sharing that. We are 2 minutes away from the break. I want to share really quick that you can call to donate at 470-508-1160. Please get your pledges in before the end of the hour. You can also go to our website at thequestatlanta.com or download the mobile app and donate there. And before we end, Father Tim, can you please, how did you get to know about the quest? How did you hear about it? What brought you here? Did we just... someone called you and just said, hey, can you get in here?
Like, yeah, I'm that's a good question. I'm trying to remember, you know. I think somebody reached out to me, mm-hmm. and I think it might have been Carol, or mm-hmm. maybe it was the Janet's Givens that reached out to me. One of those two powerhouse women, You know, trying to wrestle you into doing something that you're resisting. And so you know who won the wrestle. So, I think that's when it was first introduced to me. And I was so excited about the effort. But, you know, it doesn't just stop with, hey, will you pray about it? Will you be involved with it? And so like, oh, goodness. So I think I'm really excited that they won me over to their influence to be a part of this great effort to share the movement of the Quest Radio.
Excellent, thank you. I'm going to ask you, Father Mel, also how you got into this, because I want to know like what brought you here to this studio. We'll be right back with a break after this. So please stay tuned. Don't forget to donate at 470-508-1160. We'll be back. Thank you. And we are back to AM 1160, The Quest. This is the first day of our pledge drive. I am Dominic Villano, and I am being joined here with Father Tim and Father Matt. The station is maintained by these pledge drives to pay for the expenses. We are happy to be on air today because of your support. Please call in to 470-508-1160 and pledge today. 470-508-1160. Now, we were speaking about how we were brought to the station, and I want to ask Father Matt how you got here and just what brought you here and who contacted you.
Yeah, I remember some years ago, Carol Chair Smith was contacting me. She had known a friend of mine, a mutual friend, priest friend, up in the Midwest, and so she came down here and reached out to me. And the rest is history. Just been praying for it, interested in it, and happy to see its growth. I remember when the tabernacle came here and just all the great activities that have been going on through here. So yeah, I've been following it. I'm not here at the station during the week, but I'm happy to hear about the growth and the news. But it was really through Carol at the start for me.
Thank you for that. And Father Tim, I want to ask you about what is happening in your parish. You know, what is going on recently in the past, you know, year or two? And I know it's been, you know, tough for everybody recently, but I want to know, how is your parish doing?
Well, St. Bernadette there in Cedar Town, give a shout out to all those thousands of listeners out there, I'm sure, that are following there. No, it's a great place out there in Cedar Town. Nobody knows where it is. Every time someone says, "Oh, what parish are you with?" I'm with St. Bernadette. Oh, really? Oh, where is that? I'm like, that's in Cedar Town. Oh, where is Cedar Town? So I'm like, I don't know. I just put it in the GPS and keep driving till I arrive there. But we're out on the very western edge of the diocese. We're out on the border of Alabama and Georgia. And so we're on the periphery of the church, as Pope Francis likes to use that language. But I think it's been a challenge to be consistent and plan things with the pandemic and everything. But, you know, after a while, we just have to, you know, make do with what we have and go ahead and trust that God, you know, wants us to do as much as we can. And so, yeah, we're doing pretty full speed out there in St. Bernadette, you know, and we have an exciting development now. We have some nuns that are planning to come and help us out there in our parish, and that's really something that's we've been praying for and hoping for some time, and we were thinking it might happen, and then the pandemic hit, and that kind of put a stop on things, after some time of reopening and reinitiating those efforts, it looks like we'll be having some nuns in our community at the first of the new year. They're the Poor Sisters of Jesus Christ. They're out of Brazil, a young, very dynamic order, and with a Franciscan charism. So they'll certainly work well with our community there out at St. Bernadette. We're excited to have them here. And the Archbishop, Greg Hardemeyer, has been good in supporting them. Catholic Construction with the Archdiocese of Atlanta and Catholic Charities have been good with helping arrange their coming here. And we're going to have all kinds of fundraisers to try to support them out there. And so, yeah, it's really exciting. Something you don't always see, you know, and something that has really influenced the church in a lot of ways is the holy women of the church and the great genius of the feminine influence in the church is so needed. And without it, I think the church really is lacking and hurting. And so to see this come to fruition is such a blessing and really a dream come true. And so we're really happy and really still praying that everything works out with the visas and the travels we just recently in the past several years built a new church out there in Cedartown. And so the nuns will be staying in the old church and the diocese really archdiocese working with us to help that work out. Just really a work of grace. You really just get a sense like this is good. You know, it's good when the church and we have something to smile about and everybody working together at the higher levels and lower levels and just coming together on something that we all agree with is so important to keep alive in the church. So yeah, that's a blessing and hopefully maybe they'll come on the radio one day and we can have them on tell the listeners about their experience and they're really spreading throughout the world and it's good to have them in the archdiocese so we're really happy for that development.
Thank you for sharing that. I just want to just popped in my head when you were mentioning that the new church is being built. How long do you think that takes to do? Because I know in the old days it takes years and years and years to get that done. How do you know when it's going to be completed?
Well, we did complete it, and so we're already into the new digs, the new building, that was under Archbishop Gregory. Wilton Gregory's initiative and help, and so that was a blessing. We moved in several years ago now, but the making that happen, especially when you don't have the experience of that, certainly was a challenge. But again, it's another example of the parishioners of St. Bernadette coming together. We have a very large Hispanic community and have an Anglo community there too. And an example of being united in faith. We have very different cultures, different backgrounds, different languages, a lot of reasons to just kind of do our own things. But God brought us together. The Lord Jesus gave us a shared mission, a shared values, a shared faith. Uniting us together like that with a common goal. So what seems impossible for man really becomes possible with God, and just really getting a great sense of that there out at St. Bernadette, the parishioners really have of a sense of this is something special here. I know every parish has that sense, but, you know, it certainly is unique at each parish. So yeah, that's been an exciting development there. And I think God continues to do exciting things. You know, Pope Francis likes to say, God is a God of surprises. And certainly he continues to surprise me out there at St. Bernadette. And to don't be afraid to dream, because, like St. Joseph, who we're celebrating a year of St. Joseph, he dreamed. And those dreams, you know, God spoke to him through his dreams. And sometimes we're afraid to dream. We're afraid to think outside of the challenges of our world. Thanks be to God, we have St. Joseph as a great example of a man who wasn't afraid to listen to God, who gives us the desires of our hearts, gives us dreams of things that are greater than ourselves, and then the Holy Spirit really inspiring us to work together to realize those dreams. So great blessings out there in our little corner of the diocese.
I think the most important, one of the most important things you mentioned was just winning on things from the Lord, is we need to have more patience, always patience, because, you know, today we always want things now, you know, it's fast food, you have really fast internet, and everything's instant, but things that happen, especially long-term, that's very good for everybody, is you need to have patience.
Amen, Dominic. I tell you what, that's one thing that I've certainly learn to grow in out there. You either learn patience or you just get overwhelmed with frustration. But yeah, patience is definitely a virtue, and it's certainly a one thing that the Lord works in his time and wants us to trust in him. And so, you know, it's certainly beautiful too that, you know, because we're out so far on the edge of the diocese, we don't get AM radio. Well, we can't, you know, listen to 1160 AM radio out there. But, you know, one thing, we got the app out there. So I click on the app on my little phone, thequestatlanta.com, and we're able to listen to the programming through that. And so technology is really a blessing for us out there. And so, you know, it's we're part of the diocese, even we're on the very edge of it. I think we share the heart of it, and bringing the Catholic radio influence up out there of the quest is just to shows that we're all connected, and it's you know, we have our technology to do that, but it's our faith that unites us stronger than anything.
Amen. And to continue to influence and support more listeners, we need your donations today. That's why we're doing this pledge drive for the whole week. We're doing it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we're doing it for the next 2 days after this. You can call in to support us at 470-508-1160 or go to the website, thequestatlanta.com, or if Father Tim said, you can download the app. It's much better quality if you don't have a good connection to AM 1160. And let's see. Oh, we have another donation coming in. This is from Carol Heiberger. And
hey, Carol Heiberger. Thank you so much. You know, I mean,
wonderful.
It's a blessing to have your support, and may God bless many other Carols and Heibergers to call in and donate. You know, I must admit, we're invested as priests, not just praying, but, you know, many of us make monthly donations ourselves, and that's really the key to supporting this effort, you know, is those monthly pledges. If you can really find it in your heart to make that sacrifice and make that ongoing support, that monthly donation really goes a long way and making the Catholic station here, the Quest, make its ends meet. And so please consider making those monthly donations.
Thank you. And if you do make a monthly pledge, you will receive a Quest mug. It is a nice red color and it has our logo on it. And you will also be entered to win a beautiful artwork piece called Presentation of the Lamb by Sally Kazin. That will, again, If you make the monthly pledge, you will receive a mug from us, and also you will be entered for a chance to win this artwork that is posted on our Facebook. You can go check it out and see it so you know what you're getting if you pledge monthly.
It's a beautiful piece of art. I saw it at the entrance of the studio there, and I'm just somebody's going to be really blessed to have that in their home.
Yeah, I know Sally, the artist. She and her husband are at St. Benedict, and when I was there as a parochial vicar, got to know them and her artwork. You could do your prayer with this painting. Mm-hmm. So,
and going back to patience, how is your parish doing? The one you are at, are you patient with your parish as well? Like the thing is going on there, the good and the bad. What's happening there?
We're trying to go at God's pace, and well, things we need to go faster with. Other times we need to have patience, mm-hmm. and we can't do everything we want to do. But like Father Tim's parish, we're really pretty much at full speed, mm-hmm. thankfully. And I've been really encouraged this year to see so many of our college students. We have the College Apostolate of University of North Georgia, so we're the Newman Center, and there's just been so many students that have come. They're coming tonight for adoration and dinner, and it's a real bright spot in the parish. And really nice thing we had this past year, it was during Corpus Christi, a nice outdoor procession and a big picnic in the park and a speaker. So while the Lord's blessing us, and it has presented a lot of challenges too, and not being able to see as many people as we would normally see, that's been definitely a challenge of this past year and a half. But we try to go at God's pace, and you know, he'll tell us where to let down the net, and wherever he says to do, we'll do it. Like Our Lady says, you know, do whatever he tells you, and then the fruit will be born. And
well, Matt, you know, that I was going to ask you, it's such a beautiful place out there. I know that you stay busy all the time, but you know, Father Matt, what do you do? I mean, do you get out and enjoy some of that beautiful mountains and all kinds of what do you do for fun out there?
It's Dahlonega. It's an amazing place. If you've not been to Dahlonega, I mean, the colors are changing right now. The leaves, the mountains. Somebody said when they cross over into the town, they can hear in the background the Sound of Music song going because you see the mountains and you want to sing. But there's some great hiking.
Can you sing, Matt? Can you sing us a song, Matt?
Badly. My parishioners will tell you. But we try, and that's what I think what counts.
That's right. Sing a joyful noise to
amen,
the Lord.
Amen. No, the mountains. There's this hike, and I'm not kidding. It's called Preacher's Rock. When I found out there was a hike called Preacher's Rock, I said, we got to have a sermon up here.
That's awesome.
We got to preach the birds. we're gonna preach the deer out here. So we've done some hikes up there. And then, you know what? Growing up around Roswell, my uncle, he taught us how to fly fish, my brother and I. Hmm. And I went away to college and put it aside and hadn't picked it up. But when I came to St. Luke in Dahlonega, and I knew that there were trout up here, I said, we have to pick this up.
That's cool.
And start fishing. So I've been recovering this hobby of my youth and fishing with priests. And we'll have to get you up and get you into a pair of waders and tie a fly on and pull you out a trout. And we toss it back in though.
So. Oh man! So you don't cut up the trout and have a campfire and do the whole nine yards of the camp thing, huh? Well, maybe. Well, that's awesome, Matt, Father Matt, and you know, I understand you're a sportsman too. You like to play some one of those sports games that's pretty popular out there.
I play a little bit of golf. That's right. Yeah. You know, in the mountains, the ball will travel maybe about a yard further.
That's excellent.
Off the tee. So I'm looking at another little better distance off the drives.
That's
up there.
Good, man. Well, I tell you, you have to find, you know, to be patient, you have to be prudent too, and to find time to step away. And because the ministry can be so intense at times and beautiful, wonderful, but intense. And so, you have to take advantage of the natural beauties and take advantage of exercising the body, and so that's a great way of keeping it all balanced, right, Matt?
It is, yes. We have to rest, because not to step away, but so that we can work even better. There's an Italian expression, something like, when the body's well, the soul can sing. And so God gave us a body, so to take care of. Our Lord rested. We slept on boats. He slept on all, you know. And so we have to humble ourselves and say, I'm not an angel. I can't do the things that I want to do all the time, you know. I have to step away, recover. And just that, I think, change of attention to the natural world is, you know, even though you're working or exercising, it's physical exertion, nevertheless, there's something being recreated within us. So.
And that's why we have that day of rest that the Lord so eagerly wants us to share with Him. So it's our day of work, though. So it's as priests, we have to be creative and find some time to rest.
And this is the time to also shout out to more donations. And I also want to announce that we have a matching donation up to $1,000. So in the next 5 minutes, if you still pledge your donation in the next 5 minutes, you can have your donation matched. So up to $1,000. And currently we have Lori from Gainesville. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
And we also have Luis and, yes, so at least Luis from Atlanta, and also Steve and Christine. Thank you so much for your donations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luis and Steve and Christina. And thank you for that generous matching offer, whoever was the one who did that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and to have that match, you can call 470-508-1160 or go to our website, thequestatlanta.com. If you can't access the website or call, you can also use your phone to donate on the mobile app. You can get in the App Store, you can search up The Quest Atlanta, and you can download it. And to go back to adding, you know, time for rest and time for creativity, can we incorporate that daily in our lives with prayer? So even like during leisure time, we would during the day just pray in thanksgiving for whatever activity we were doing.
Well, I mean, as priests specifically, you know, we make a promise to pray what's called the Liturgy of the Hours. And so basically that's praying the Psalms of David at different times of the day. And so, you know, that's helpful because it forces us, you know, to step away and to pray, to be with the Lord. And so that's a discipline that we have to continue to embrace and to grow in. And it does take effort. But I think we're the beneficiary of that. And, you know, I can definitely sense a difference when I start, you know, making that, maybe not as, compromising on that and not, you know, let's try to, you know, cram it all in at once. You know, the Lord really, wants us, as Matt put it so well, to be fully alive. And we can't be fully alive unless He's fully alive in us, you know. And He became one of us so that can be possible. You know, He didn't come as an angel. He came as a man. And you know, He wants, and nobody worked harder than our Lord. But nobody prayed more than Him either. And He's God. I mean, it's like, hey, man, you probably didn't have to pray, but you know, He's like, yeah. But you know, but we do have to step away, and we do have to give that time to the Lord, so that our work stays, you know, authentic. Otherwise, it's just our human effort, and we want to stay inspired by the Holy Spirit, that it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And as we do that work, as Father Matt, I keep telling you, it's Father Matt.
Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing.
That it makes us, it sanctifies us, you know, and that our work sanctifies us, that because it becomes a work of charity, and we become saints, and so that's the will of God, and that's possible if we discipline ourselves to even pull away just for a minute, you know, to say a prayer to our Lord.
I heard a saint once describe rest as a change of activity with God. So I think there can be a mindset out there, maybe amongst in kind of a secular understanding of rest, that it's a time just for me and only me and for my things, and that seems to maybe exclude God in some sense. But I think an understanding of rest is, well, just a change of activity, but with God. And I'm looking up at this statue in the studio here, and it's our statue of Our Lady there. And our Lord is like resting in her arms. So I thought often about going to Mary to rest, going to her to learn how to rest. So our Lord rested in her arms a lot, so she can teach us a lot how to rest well, to recover well, so we can be even more zealous in the apostolate and come back even stronger for our Lord.
Okay, and we have 2 minutes left before we end this hour. I want to ask either of you, do you have any favorite prayers? Anything to conclude with this?
Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. We have other ones here, but yeah, it is great hearing every person come in here each hour and share their own prayer. We actually had a seventh grader come in and call in, and they just shared their favorite prayer, the Hail Mary, and it was nice having them recite that. And we're just about a minute out until the bottom of the hour, and so I want to ask, this is the last minute to put your pledge in to get it matched. This is 470-508-1160. That is the number to call in to donate. You can also go to the website, thequestatlanta.com, after the hour. You can always go to the website, thequestatlanta.com, and donate. It is not only these 3 days, but any time, any day of the week.
You know, I think, you know, when people, even if it's a small donation, you know, it doesn't, you know, have to be something significant, that all those really make a difference. And, you know, there's those hidden heroes out there. It's really cool that the theme of this, pledge drive is saints, heroes for all time. This is a special time. And so we thank all those who are donating.
Thank you so much. And we also just found out that it is Larry and Lynn with the matching donations. Thank you so much for matching that. And we are just about up on time. So